My Only Refuge,
Episode 4.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sometimes we seem to worry, uttering or thinking things like, "Oh God, why is there so much misery and oppression in this world? God, where are you? Can't you see what is happening? So when are you going to do something about it?" These sorts of questions arise because we forget the fact that there is no such rule in this world that anyone who wants to mistreat or has mistreated others is to be paralyzed on the spot, or that any believer should evidently become triumphant. No. Often one sees that a non-believer is apparently very successful, and a believer seems to be poor and destitute. And sometimes it's the other way around. You see a believer who is prosperous and respected, and a non-believer who is living a lowly life. In reality, this is basically how it should be for the trials of life to mean anything. Otherwise, everyone would become a believer, because they would see that God is always making believers triumphant. It doesn't work that way. Apparent victory is no sign of rightness. Some people look at the images people depict of themselves, and then make conclusions about people, groups, and countries. No, this is not how God meant it to be. There is a narration which many of you will probably have heard many times. Let's look at it one more time, this time in light of Tawheed, the oneness of God and trusting Him. In that apparently humiliating situation, taken as prisoners of war, in that feast where Yazid, la'natullah alayh, had gathered his men and guests to celebrate his so-called victory, Hazrat Zainab sallamullah alayha stands up, adamant and dignified, and makes her speech. She starts with praising and thanking God. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Then she asks God to bless the Prophet and his family. Allahumma salla ala Muhammadin wa alihi ajma'in. So strange. She then addresses Yazid la'natullah alayhi. O Yazid, do you think you have conquered the earth and the skies and confined us as your prisoners? That we are now outcast slaves? And do you think this has made us humiliated and given you nobility? Yazid, you are arrogant and self-indulgent. What is it with you? Get a hold of yourself. Haven't you heard what God says? She then recites this verse. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And those who disbelieve should not think that our prolonging their days is good for them. If you see that God is giving the non-believers time, or is letting them do as they wish, do not think that this is for their good. No, this time will only add to their ultimate misery and woes. Yazid, do not be fooled. Nobody should be fooled. We should not be fooled by the day or two we have in this passing world.